Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience, we appreciate you guys joining us for another great half hour. For those joining us online, we're glad that you all could join us for another great segment. Recording artist Juju Bacardi is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. He has a new song that I know the ladies are going to love, as well as I think the guys will really appreciate being able to have the words to say to that special lady. It's called Someone Like You. We'll be hearing that a little bit later, as well as telling you guys how you can stay connected with Juju. But Juju, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, Cyrus Webb, how you doing, man?
Hey, you're doing really good, man. First of all, congratulations to you on the single, and I should say the single and the video. I mean, you've really started off this year in a big way. What has it been like for you, Juju, to already see the response to the single and also the video?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me today. You know, I appreciate that very much.
Oh, yeah.
And the single, you know, the single, basically, I wrote about a girl that I was seeing not too long ago, you know, and I wrote the song about her. So everything that I'm saying on the song is something that actually happened in real life. It's a story about, you know, a girl that I was in love with, and, you know, she was special to me, so I decided to write the song about her, and she loved it when I played it for her, and I hope the fans love it too, man.
Right, right, and we're going to be hearing it a little bit later. You know, I think the great thing about artists like yourself, Juju, is that you're able to tell a story in words. You're able to kind of bring us into a situation like you're able to do with Someone Like You. When did you first realize that gift, that you had that ability to do that?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, as far as being an artist was something that just recently happened about 2 years ago. At first, I was basically a writer. I was writing for a couple of people, and then one time I was at the studio for one of the artists I was writing for, and then one of the producers that was in the studio with us pulled me to the side, and he asked me, he says to me, "Yo, why are you wasting your talent here, bro?" I said, "What you mean, man?" He said, "Well, you know, you got something here. Like, you're a good writer. Why don't you do this yourself?" So basically, I kind of listened to him. You know, I decided, I said, "You know what? I'm going to give it a try to see what happens." So what I did was I hit the studio a week later after that, and I recorded Someone Like You, and I put it out there. And then ever since then, my fan base has been growing. Like, right now, it has over 50,000 views on YouTube, and I have it on this website called Vewd.com. I don't know if you heard it before. And at this website, it has 1.6 million views at the moment, so it's doing pretty well.
Wow, well, so, you know, it's interesting. So, I mean, it's, you know, I think so many times, Juju, that people see something in us that we don't always see in ourselves. So when people tell you, as I said, the great thing about a song like Someone Like You is that, you know, you kind of are able to do like an artist like Tank does, where you're able to say something to the lady that they want to hear, but also give the guys that message, you know, to let them know how important that is. Do you kind of feel like that's been one of the great things about you as an artist, that you're able to kind of speak to then both the men and the women and allow them to see how that they can use music to say what they want to say?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like, you know, like I said, I started off as a writer. So when I was writing before, it was all about telling stories, you know. So, and then it just kind of transverses into music. So I think it's really important for people to, especially artists, I think it's very important for artists to kind of like show people in their music, like how they live their life. Because the thing is, as an artist, you have to be able to connect to your fan, you know. So, and one way to do that is you have to share your life story. You have to share your experiences. You have to share the things that you've seen in life. And then somebody out there is going to be able to relate to it. And that's, I feel like that's the only way you can actually, you know, touch someone, you know, and kind of influence somebody else to do the same thing, you know.
Exactly, and that's exactly what you have been able to do. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Juju Bacardi is our guest today. We're talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. You know, it takes a great deal of courage, Juju, to be able to do what artists like yourselves do. For one thing, you know, any time you kind of step out in the public, you risk, you know, people having something to say. Have you always been a person that's been confident enough, though, in your ability to say, you know what, as long as I feel good about it, that's all that matters?
You know what, that's always been my mentality, bro. You know, ever since I was a kid, I've always been an outspoken person. I was never afraid to, you know, speak my thoughts and opinion around a crowd of people. You know, I've never been a shy person. So even though I know sometimes as an artist you want other people's say-so to say, hey, you know what, I heard your music, I think it's pretty good, because somehow that becomes a motivation for you. It makes you want to write more. But at the end of the day, if I feel comfortable enough about my art and I feel like it's good enough for me, and I'm pretty sure the whole world is going to appreciate it, man.
Right, and that is the thing. So you've been able to actually hear that. I mean, you have thousands that are staying connected with you through social media in various forms. What is that like for you, Juju, to be able to not only have fans that you're able to see and greet with, but then know that you have fans literally around the world that are enjoying your music?
Well, first of all, the fans, if they're listening, I like to give a big shout out to them for supporting me so far. And right now, like, I got a few other of my songs being played in major clubs out here in New York City. So day by day, it's growing. So, but really what I want to say, man, is thank you to the fans for supporting me. And I want everybody to go out there to support the mixtape about me. It's on iTunes right now. It's on Google Play. It's on everywhere. Every major download website is on there. So that's what I want everybody to go out there, because there's so much more on the mixtape that I want to share with the world, and I want people to go out there and get that, and so they can share, you know, share my success, share my pain, and share my story, you know?
Right, exactly. You know, you mentioned earlier about writing for others, and of course, you know, when you think about a song, again, like someone like you, I mean, it really is about the words, the message. You know, I've been waiting all my life for someone like you. It, you know, to put something like that out there is in itself a courageous thing. I mean, you know, are you a person that feels as though, I mean, you are comfortable enough with yourself, Juju, that you're willing to be vulnerable like that and to show guys that, you know what, there's nothing wrong with letting that special lady know that she means that much to you?
You know what? It's funny that you say that. Like, I have a saying that I've been saying for the past couple of days now. It's so crazy that nowadays guys are so busy being tough and rough, like they forget how to show emotion. They forget how to, you know, treat a woman like a lady. They forget how to, you know, touch a little bit of that feminine side. It's okay to be sweet to a woman. That's what women likes. And I'm the type of guy that I like to see a woman smile. I like to put a smile on a woman's face. And I like to see a woman happy. So when I met this girl that I wrote this song about, you know, that's how she made me feel. And right. The feeling was so strong that I decided to write a song for her. And like I said, she loved it. And I'm glad she did.
Right. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, and we definitely want you guys to do that, here is the single we've been talking about. Here is Juju Bacardi with his single, Someone Like You. We'll have more of our conversation with Juju right after this. Stay with us.
I've been waiting all my life.
This goes out to every person out there.
Someone like you.
Who has that someone special in their life? This one's right here for you.
Someone like you.
It's Juju, baby.
Like Juju, baby.
Bacardi is the next one. You see, I found mine. Or should I say, she's found me? My dime queen. It's you and me against the world, baby. Yeah. You the type that I wanna call wifey. Skin deep, be the only one that I see. It's been real and I enjoy how you make.
make me feel. Yeah, I'm in love, no more macking in the bliss field. No lie, she's the one I've been waiting on. She got a chest full of breasts I like to grab on. I got spoiled by the way that she's treating me. And every time I see her face, my heart misses a beat. And it's crazy, I never thought that I would find a baby girl to be my comrade. Rest of my heart at, I never draw back. I'm still committed to her love just like a bill trap. No need to fall back, I'll be forever near. You deserve nothing else than the Belvedere. So let your hair down, cause you're my queen now. Just want me to this one thing, don't ever fail out. Very first day, you was kinda nervous. I thought I seduced you, I just could not help it. You sweeter than chocolate, why? She knew just laying there with your booty shorts on. I just wanna bite it, take it off and investigate. Use my snake cause I got it too. While I'm in your private part, there's no denying this. I can tell from the way we kiss bliss. You got me reminisce, yo, love is rapacious, yeah.
With Someone Like You from his album that he mentioned earlier, About Me. We actually are speaking with Juju today, talking with him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. That single is available right now through our friends at Amazon.com, and even Juju mentioned on the other online retailers as well. I want to talk a little bit about Me, Juju, because, you know, there are some songs there, as I mentioned earlier, that the ladies will like, songs that, you know, that the guys will be drawn to. But then you also touch on, you know, what are some, you know, some issues that are really in the news today. You know, one of the songs actually talks about the importance of not being judged, especially, you know, by those in law enforcement, the song that deals with police brutality. I mean, when you went into this project About Me, what was the goal?
Well, this project About Me, the name speaks for itself. It's about me. The project is everything that, like, I've experienced, everything that I've seen in my everyday life, everything that I've seen my personal friends or family go through, and everything in the political world that I would like to see change, you know. And the song Police Brutality is something that's been going on for years, and I've been a victim of it, and I've had sisters and brothers and friends that have been a victim of police brutality. So, I don't want people, especially the police department, I don't want to give them the wrong idea about what the song represents. Because if you really listen to the song and what I'm saying in it, it's like I'm telling them to, you know, stop with the police brutality, stop, you know, judging people by the color of their skin or or their religion or their ethnicity, you know, because at the end of the day, there's going to be a point in life where people's going to get tired of it, and it's going to be a war between civilian and police officers. And it's already been happening lately. If you watch the news, it's already out there. It's already happening in New York and plenty of other states. So it's like a warning. I'm letting them know, like, if you don't stop this at right now, before it's too late, there's gonna be a war between civilians and police officers that the world is not gonna enjoy at all. And I feel like there's been too many victims out there. And I'm not saying that all police officers are bad, because I have a cousin that's a police officer. I can't pinpoint on that. But the majority of police officers out there is taking their power, you know, they not doing the right thing. A lot of them is not doing the right thing. So that's what I want to touch base on. It's not a threat song. It's not a song about that's going to make people go out there and go crazy and start breaking things and burning things. No, it's not that. It's a song to actually, it's like a warning, you know.
Right.
Stop it before it gets out of hand.
Right. You know, and that's the interesting thing, because I had a chance to hear it from the album About Me, Juju. And, you know, one of the big things that you mentioned in that song is the importance of not profiling, basically. And we all do it, I think, to some extent.
Right.
But you really talk about that, how that not, you know, not all black people are criminals. And I think it goes the other way, just as you said. I'm so glad that you said that not all police are bad. But it doesn't mean that there isn't a problem. And I think that's the great thing about music. Do you see that kind of as your part of your responsibility as an artist to not only to make people feel good, but also to make people think a little bit?
Well, I believe as an artist, you know, you have the power. You have the power to connect to a lot of people, you know. And music also have the power to change people's lives and make people do things that they normally wouldn't do, you know, in everyday life. So that's why sometimes I like to write positive songs that I know can elevate someone or make someone think twice before doing something stupid. You know, because I, as a young man, I've made a lot of mistakes, and this is what the album is about. That's why I call it About Me. I'm talking about the mistakes that I've made. I'm talking about the experiences that I've been in. I'm talking about things that I've seen and things that I would like to see change. So I think it's a big, big, huge responsibility, especially for artists, to always, if you're doing a project, I don't care if the project is about trap music, it's about pop, it's about R&B, I don't care what it's about. There should always be a message on everything that you're doing, but it has to be something positive at all times.
Right. There you go. And you're hearing it from someone who's an artist himself. Again, everyone, recording artist Juju Bacardi is our guest today. We've been talking to him not only about his own journey in music, but what it's been like for him to be able to see the way that people are responding to his music. The project that's out now, the album is called About Me. As I said, it is available through our partner at Amazon.com, but also the other online retailers as well. The single you guys heard here, Someone Like You, is available in that project, as well as others as well. You know, I was curious about this question with you, Juju, as you look at your experience in music. I mean, there are so many people who would say right now that you are successful because you are able to, you know, perform music that you wrote. You're able, you know, to have your music available to be able to be purchased. You're able to have videos. You know, how has your idea of what success is, how has that changed along this process?
Well, success to me, it's not all about money, as the world thinks. It's not all about, you know, how popular you are or how famous you are. Success to me is actually knowing that you're touching lives out there in a positive way. And that's always been my motivation, you know, because I grew up in poverty. You know, I know the other side. I know how the other side works. And I don't recommend it for anyone. So Money is a necessity, but it's not something that you actually need to be successful.
Hmm.
You know, so I feel as if success is way more than what the eye sees. It's not just money. It's not having a big house. It's not having a very expensive car. Although those things are nice, I'm not gonna lie about that. You know, but the fact that I know my music will touch somebody out there, or a young kid in the projects, or a grown man that's near death, is want to commit suicide. If my music can touch that person and actually save lives, I'm satisfied with that. To me, that's what success means to me.
Right. Well, a good way to be able to look at life for sure. Again, everyone, Juju Bacardi has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying connected with him on his website. Actually, everything is Juju Bacardi. But JujuBacardi.com is the website for you guys to be able to go to this. JujuBacardi is where you guys can find him on Facebook, Twitter, and again, of course, the website. Go to the website so you guys can see some of the videos there, as well as, of course, as I mentioned, go to your online retailers to get the project About Me. Juju, congratulations to you, man, on the album About Me, and thank you so much for the time. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, and I'll definitely come back. Well, you guys just got to let me know when, and I'll be here.
All right, man. We'll keep you to that for sure. Again, everyone, Juju Bacardi has been our guest. We thank him for being with us today, and we thank you for joining us, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. Now, if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation with Juju, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air completely for free. I've already posted the link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb. You can also find it on Twitter at twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We tagged Juju on both of those places as well, so you guys can find him too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.